This is light to guide our feet. The 24/7 authentic Christian ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page, and I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. The reading begins at verse 1. Would to God ye could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me, for I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. For I suppose I was not a whit behind the very chiefest apostle. But though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. Have I committed an offense in abasing myself that ye might be exalted, because I have preached to you the gospel of God freely? I robbed other churches, taking wages of them to do you service. And when I was present with you and wanted, I was chargeable to no man. For that which was lacking to me, the brethren which came from Macedonia supplied. And in all things I have kept myself from being burdensome unto you, and so will I keep myself. As the truth of Christ is in me, no man shall stop me of this boasting in the regions of Achaia. Wherefore, because I love you not, God knoweth, reading once again now, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 11. Wherefore, because I love you not, God knoweth, but what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Reading once again, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 14 and 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 14 and 15. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their words. That last word should be works. And let's look once again. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 15. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. I say again, let no man think me a fool. If otherwise, yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast myself a little. That which I speak it not after the Lord, but as it were foolishly, in this confidence of boasting. Seeing that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also. For ye suffer fools gladly, seeing ye yourselves are wise. For ye suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. Howbeit, wherein soever any is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Read it once again now. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 and 24. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 and 24. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is offended, and I burn not? If I must needs glory, I will glory in the things which concern mine infirmities. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knoweth that I lie not. In Damascus, the governor under Aretas the king kept the city of the Damascenes with a garrison, desirous to apprehend me. And through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall and escaped his hands. Read it once again. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 32 and 33. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Verses 32 and 33. In Damascus, the governor under Aretas the king kept the city of the Damascenes with a garrison, desirous to apprehend me, and through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall and escaped his hands. Thus we have read, you and I, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 1 through 33. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 1 through 33. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Suffering for Christ's sake. Suffering for Christ's sake. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, the great Apostle Paul, and perhaps some would say, why will you call him great? I think any man who underwent the sufferings that Paul underwent for Christ should be called great. There are people who have done less who have been referred to as great. But he's a wonderful saint, the Apostle Paul, a wonderful saint. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he addresses many issues, and you'll have to read the background and the context to truly understand some of the things that he's talking about. Rather than do a setting and a context that would take quite a bit of time, I just merely want to simply focus in on some of the sufferings that Paul outlined that he had endured by the grace of God for Christ's sake. Suffering for Christ's sake. I'm afraid that many of us today are not willing to suffer for Christ's sake. I have considered this thing long and in depth, and I have concluded that many of us today are not willing to suffer for Christ's sake. If we were actually placed in circumstances where we had to go through what the Apostle Paul outlined here, many of us would have quit at the outset. And some of you perhaps have quit at the outset. I'm not saying that some of you haven't suffered, and in that this is being heard internationally in possibly any country in the world, some of you have gone through perhaps some of these sufferings. I've read accounts and heard accounts of people going through great sufferings. I won't try to compare you with Paul, but maybe you have comparable experiences. But most Christians I know have not suffered this way and would not endure suffering this way. And someone would say, well, then they are not true Christians. Well, I won't try to address that at this time. I think that the mere discussion of that would take days, months. So I'm not going to say that. I won't go into that. I won't go to that point. It is an allegation that bears deep discussion, which time we do not have in this ministry of simplicity. But the Apostle Paul, here in talking about himself, there were criticisms of him. One thing, they said that he couldn't preach. And he mentions early on in this chapter being rude in speech. They actually said that Paul couldn't preach. And those of you who are young ministers are not so young, that people say he can't preach. Remember, they said the Apostle Paul could not preach. God has had millions of ministers since Paul was on earth, and they have preached the exact words that the Apostle Paul spoke under the unction of the Holy Ghost. So when people say you can't do this and you can't do that, do not worry about people. You say, well, Reverend, shouldn't we prepare ourselves? Some of you Some of you seminary professors have paid, you should have prepared yourself better for preaching. I don't think you go deep enough. I don't think you research enough. I don't think you use enough scriptures in your sermons. I just think you are too simple, son. I think you're just too simple, and I think that you could use your time better. I won't argue with you, Reverend Dr. Seminary Professor. I understand what you're saying. But I happen to have the faith that if God's word can just get put out there, if Paige only reads God's word, that mountains will be moved, that valleys will be exalted, that people around the world will be blessed if Paige just reads the word. If Paige just reads the word of God, people around the world will be blessed if Paige just reads the word of God. And keep in mind, Reverend Dr. Seminary Professor, that when they came back from the Babylonian captivity and rediscovered the word of God, and they said, we have found a book of the law, we have found the word of God, and they read it and they decided, we've got to get this out to the people. It is said they stood upon a pulpit of wood, read the word, and gave the sense of it. That's all Paige is doing, Reverend Dr. Seminary Professor. He's standing upon a pulpit of wood. He is reading the word of God, and he's given the sense of it. I'm not arguing at you. I'm just a strong man. I'm not, when I raise my voice, Reverend Dr. Seminary Professor, please, I'm talking respectfully. I'm just a strong man, and when I make a point, I do it strongly. Please don't be offended. I do not offer any offense, and particularly to a man or woman of God, I do not offer. I am careful to never offer offense to a man of God, to a woman of God. I just want to remind you that when they came back from the Babylonian captivity, found the book of the law, the Bible as it were, if you really want to be specific about it, found the book of the law containing the law of Moses, writings and so forth. They found it. They stood on a pulpit of wood. They read the word and gave the sense of it. I agree, Reverend Dr. Seminary Professor. My preaching is very simple. Of course, I believe here Paul used the word simplicity. Simplicity. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. But I fear lest by any means, as a serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in the gospel. So, Reverend Dr. Seminary Professor, I'm not messing with you. I'm not against you. Some of you know me because I've been in your classes. A number of you, I've been in your classes. You taught me. I won't name your name because you might be ashamed of me, but I've been in your classes, and you and I have had these kind of conversations in your classes from New York to North Carolina. I've been in your classes, and we've had these kind of conversations. I remember in New York more than 25 years ago, I was in one of your classes, a seminary professor, and we had this discussion about what adultery is, and everybody in the class talked about how people could get married and get divorced and get married and get divorced. And I stood alone on the word of God and said that if you divorce your wife and marry another, you commit adultery. And at the end of the class, after everybody voted, you said, I agree with him, meaning you agree with me. So I'm not against you, Reverend Dr. Seminary Professor. You and I agree on some things. In that class, you agreed with me against every person in that class. So hallelujah. But it's simple. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted. Excuse me. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. There is a simplicity in this gospel, preaching simply. It is good to be deep if you're not going to go through the bottom of the ship and get the kind of philosophy that you want. You're going to stay in the ark and not dig a hole in the ark and let the ark start taking on water from the world. That is, digging so deep that you are preaching the philosophy of man. I'd rather have it simple than to have you dig through the bottom of the ark saying, I'm being complex and I'm digging deep. Dig through the bottom of the ark and cause the ark to start taking on water. Because when you dig so deep that you put a hole in the ark and the ark starts taking on water, the entire world begins to suffer. The ark starts taking on the water of abortion. The ark starts taking on the water of lottery. The ark starts taking on the water of homosexual activity. The ark starts taking on the water of adultery. The ark starts taking on the water of fornication. The ark starts taking on the water of if it feels good to you, do it. The ark starts taking on the water of if two adults consent and it's not hurting anybody, it's all right. Be careful how deep you dig. The word has its own foundation. But you can be in the ark and you can still make a hole in the ark and take on the waters that the ark is designed to protect the world from. That is, to protect God's people from. That is, protect all of us who get into the ark. The ark is Jesus. The ark is Jesus. But if in your preaching you dig through the bottom of the holy ark and dig and cause a hole in the ark, that is, figuratively speaking, and start taking on the waters of the world, the philosophies of the world, that's when you get a populace voting for lottery. That's when you get a populace voting for homosexual activity. That's when you get a populace voting for adultery. That's when you get a populace voting for abortion. That's when you get a populace voting to kill people. And I'm afraid the church has made a breach in the ark. I'm afraid the ship is taking on water and taking on water and taking on water that is not holy. But anyway, that's not what this is about. That's just an aside. One day, if you want to talk to me, I'll give you a number. You can call me up. I'm getting ready to roll out some numbers for you. I'll give you some telephone numbers. You can call me and talk to me. I'm willing to discuss anything you're willing to discuss. I'm willing to at least listen. I'm not going to say I'm going to talk or comment on everything, but I'm willing to listen. Anything you want me to listen to in terms of discussion, if you're trying to make a point, as long as it's not of the devil and it is not designed to put the devil's mess in my mind. I don't watch TV because I don't want the devil's mess in my mind. I don't want the devil's mess in my mind. I'm a holy man. I don't want the devil's mess in my mind, nor do I want it in my spirit. I do not want the devil's mess in my mind, nor do I want it in my spirit. And every time I try to sit to watch TV, just sitting there, here comes the devil and his program. I don't want that mess in my mind. I don't want it in my spirit. I don't want that mess in my mind. I don't want it in my spirit. So if you're bringing the devil's program and you're trying to put it in my mind or spirit, I will not listen to you. But otherwise, if you want to talk to me, I'm willing to discuss. I'm willing to discuss. Well, let's hasten now. Paul talks about his sufferings for Christ's sake. And I'm in a hurry, I must confess, I'm in a hurry. And because of that, we're going to have to conclude in about 5 minutes. But let me read again. Let me read again. Let me read again. You say, well, Paige, why are you in a hurry? Brother, I got to be about my Father's business. I got to be about my Father's business. And I got to do that in about 5 minutes. So I took a little while to kind of commune with you and some of the brethren and sisters, just in general. So let's read this now. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning reading at verse 22. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning reading at verse 22. Or they Hebrews, so am I. Or they Israelites, so am I. Or they the seed of Abraham, so am I. Or they ministers of Christ, I speak as a fool. I am more in labors, more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. At a night and a day I have been in the deep. Read it once again now. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Read it once again now. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28. Besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of the churches. Read it once again. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28. Beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. So Paul expresses what he is going through, and I must apologize to some of you missionaries who may be getting me by satellite way out in the middle of some lonely and dangerous village with your very life hanging in the balance. Some of you perhaps have suffered more. Some of you perhaps have been tortured. You've gone through things that, were you to write them here, we would calculate that they are greater suffering. So I must apologize to some of you missionaries who I know must have gone through some very horrible experiences. And those of us who are here talking at you have no idea. But what wonderful people you are. And there are some of you who are missionaries who have come back from those horrible situations. Miraculously, you've come back. And then there are those of you who've lost children, brothers, mothers, fathers, sisters, friends, many brethren, sisters, spiritually, on missionary fields, as the devil has lifted his ungodly forces against the people of God. So yes, many of you have suffered. But my point still is that there are many people who are not willing to suffer for Christ's sake. And so suffice it to say that the record is clear, not only 2,000 years ago, but as I indicated a moment ago, people suffer for Christ's sake. People suffer for Christ's sake. And if you are going to name the name of Jesus, you must be willing to suffer for Christ's sake. If I am going to name the name of Jesus, I must be willing to suffer for Christ's sake. And when you and when I come to a point that we think, well, it's just me. Open your Bible and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and read about the Apostle Paul. Find the book of the martyrs and read what the martyrs went through. And you will find that this little stuff they're putting us through is nothing. This little mess they're putting most of us through is nothing. And some of us are not even standing up to that. Suffering for Christ's sake. Are you willing to suffer for Christ's sake? Are you willing to suffer for Christ's sake? He died for you. Are you willing to suffer for him? This is light to guide our feet. The 24/7 Authentic Christian Ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page.
been faithful, you've been true, and you've done all that you could do. And for your faithfulness, it's your time. You applauded for the rest. Now it's your time to be blessed. And for your faithfulness,